You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has confirmed repatriation flights from India will resume after the travel ban ends in mid-May. He says three Commonwealth rescue flights will arrive in Australia before the end of the month, and he's asked the states to help. Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria have already indicated they're willing, meaning up to six flights could land in Australia from India by the end of the month. Around 9,000 Australians are stranded in India, but 900 of those are considered vulnerable and they will be given priority on the first emergency flights home. Evacuated citizens and permanent residents that do return will have to go into quarantine at the Howard Springs COVID facility near Darwin in the Northern Territory, which has a capacity of around 2,000 people. Mr Morrison says any Australians being repatriated must first test negative to the virus, adding that the requirement would minimise the risk of COVID cases being brought into Australia.
What we will be doing is receiving our first repatriation flight into the Northern Territory as part of the charter arrangements that we have with our airlines to bring back those first people from India at that time. There will be three flights we envisage in the course of May going into the Northern Territory, bringing back the most urgent of cases. Rapid antigen testing is a requirement and a negative test to get on board a flight to Australia. I'm sure that's what all Australians would expect. The government has made no decision yet on the restarting of normal commercial flights from India. We will take further advice on that next week.
Mr Morrison also confirmed Australians who test positive to COVID-19 in India will not be allowed on a flight, raising concerns they'll be left to fend for themselves within India's extremely stretched healthcare system. He also stood by his decision to impose the controversial travel ban in the first place, which means until May 15th, any Australians returning home from India could face up to 5 years imprisonment, a fine of $66,600, or both.
All of this is about sensibly preventing a third wave of COVID-19 here in Australia, doing that responsibly while at the same time doing everything we can to sustainably bring Australians home from what is currently the most significant hotspot for those travelling to Australia of anywhere in the world right now. The biosecurity order is doing its job. It is doing what we intended it to do. It will run for the term that we intended it for it to run, and then that will be replaced by arrangements beyond that point to ensure that we can prevent a third wave.
Mr Morrison is scheduled to speak to Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. It comes as New South Wales records no new locally acquired cases of COVID-19, but new restrictions like mandatory mask wearing and a 20-person limit on indoor gatherings still remain in place across Greater Sydney and surrounds. There were no new cases of community transmission today after two new cases were detected earlier this week. A 50-year-old man and his wife tested positive for a strain of COVID-19 that was matched with a returned traveller at a hotel in Sydney's Darling Harbour, but how they became infectious is still unknown. Several venues have been named as high-risk places, but the state premier, Gladys Berejiklian, is still urging people to attend events for Mother's Day on Sunday. Ms Berejiklian has told Channel 7, although the situation is evolving, she is satisfied with the case numbers so far.
Suffice to say, I'm very pleased with where things are at. I'm pleased with the way the community's responded. I'm pleased with what health is doing. But there are at least one person or possibly more who've had the virus and have been out in the community that we don't know about.
The country's chief medical officer, Paul Kelly, urged people in Sydney who may have been exposed to the virus to get a test and isolate, adding that so far around 2.5 million vaccine doses have been given to Australians.
Yesterday, over 81,000 doses were given, including over 50,000 in general practices, our GP respiratory clinics and the Aboriginal community-controlled sector. By the end of the month, first doses will have been given to every single aged care resident. That is our aim, and we're going very well to complete that particular matter.
And passengers arriving into Queensland from New South Wales are being met by police and health authorities as soon as they get off the plane. Anyone who's been to one of the exposure sites linked to Sydney's latest cluster is being ordered into hotel quarantine for 14 days at their own expense. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus.